John chapter 20, verses 1 to 9. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken away the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go into the tomb. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Death shatters our world. It separates us from our loved ones and causes many painful shifts in the routine of our lives. With death, we often experience the loss of what is good in human existence: love, friendship, deep relationships, security, and the familiar way of doing things. We often lose our life plans and a chunk of our future when death makes its unwelcome entrance. So much must change when we are forced to make room for death. Mary of Magda, and most likely the other women who went to the tomb, were well acquainted with death. They knew what to do when death robbed them of a loved one. They had learned the customs of their faith tradition surrounding burial. They had been taught this by the other women. Sadly, they were very well practiced in what they needed to be done that day. In their world of poverty and enslavement, death was an all too frequent visitor. It all seemed too familiar to them as they made their way to the tomb for the final ceremonies, for the final farewell to one they loved, the one who seemed to promise them an entirely different future. They were to anoint and arrange the body, say their goodbyes, reseal the tomb, survive the grief, and live life as best they could with only their memories of Jesus. There was no escaping death. They weren't having springtime thoughts about flowers coming from the dead earth or caterpillars becoming butterflies. We use metaphors like that today to illustrate the wonders of the resurrection. We do it now because our faith has taught us to see death in a different way. But not these women. They had no basis for any hope. They were doing what they had to be done. They also had a practical concern as they made their way. Who would roll away the heavy stone that sealed the tomb? It was a very big stone to roll away from the tomb so they could reach Jesus' body. Death is a big stone to roll away from our heart when we lose someone we deeply love. Death is so powerful and has so many disguises: violence, terminal illness, suicide, corruption, racism, sexism, war, oppression, decay, hopelessness, disappointment, and the rest of a seemingly endless list Sometimes death has us sealed in the tomb of our heart, and alone we are not strong enough to roll the stone away. This resurrection account offers us the courage to face what is dead in our lives, in our heart, and in our world. Resurrection assures us that death does not have the final word. God is with us to help us roll away the stone. The faith community is with us and enables us to be courageous when we meet our human limits. From this perspective, Easter is not the triumph over the idea of death. It is the discovery of life in the midst of the experience of death. It is the experience that God's eternal presence makes a difference in how we live our lives and deal with our losses. With death being present in so much of our experience, the promise of God's presence is power. Power that helps us to develop both courage and action. Today we celebrate Easter, and the story will be told throughout the week. Can we treasure these days? Can we hold fast to the mystery? Let us not just celebrate the resurrection of Jesus as something that happened in a tomb outside Jerusalem a very long time ago, but move it to our time in history. For the power of the resurrection is timeless and eternal. The resurrection helps us face not just the manifold manifestation of death's power present in our lives now, but also gives us hope for the future. Can we believe like Mary of Magdala, like the other women, like Simon and the other disciple? They saw the empty tomb, and they believed, even though they did not understand. You and I are called to be the other disciple. You and I are called to believe, despite our lack of understanding.